I'm Nate Puderbaugh with your sports update. The Cincinnati Reds got back in the win column last night, blinking the Cubs 4-0. Hunter Green struck out 12 in the win. Game 2 of that series comes your way this evening down in Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10. Slade Zaccone is on the mound. He duels Javier Assad. Catch the action right here on The Fan. The Cleveland Guardians moved back into a statistical tie with the White Sox in the AL Central last night, beating the Marlins 3-2. Parker Messick had 6 strong innings of 1-hit, 1-run baseball. Afternoon baseball, Miami sees Tanner Bibee take on Yuri Perez. First pitch is at 4:10. World Cup quarterfinal action today sees Norway take on England at 5, and Argentina take on Switzerland in the nightcap. NBA news sees Wemby sign a 5-year, $252 million max extension with the Spurs. And in golf, Scottie Scheffler misses the cut for the first time in 78 events in Scotland. Jordan Smith, Rory McIlroy, and Tom Kim head to the weekend with the lead. Breaking sports news from Evans to The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, The Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. Weekend looks decent, so hopefully there are some golf plans in your future. Very busy week in the golf world. 2 PGA Tour events, Scottish Open, as Nate just told us, as well as an event down in Louisville. There's a major on the ladies' side and an end of an era this weekend with the Senior Tour stop up at Firestone in Akron. We'll discuss those and more with longtime golf writer, now with Golf Channel, Ron Syrak. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away, including an extra special prize this week that someone will have a chance to win. Details on that shortly. But we come to you this morning inside the beautiful PGA Tour Superstore in the Dublin area, 161 in Sawmill at the Sun Center. Tyler Goodman is the general manager here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Good morning. Thanks again for having us out. Doors just opened. Places are getting ready to get hopping in again.
Good morning, Skip. Couldn't be more excited for you to join us again today on this Saturday. And yeah, the doors are open and people are flooding in here already, good sir.
For people who have not been here before, tell us what the PGA Tour Superstore is. I mean, I know it's a lot, but tell us what the store
is. It's more than just a retail store. We're here to create an experience for the customer. When you come in, you have more than just floods of clubs and apparel. We have this experience where we have one of the largest putting greens I've ever seen in a retail store. We have 5 demo bays that you can come in and try any current or previous generation club to kind of see what works best for you. And then with that, you can translate over to our brand new remodeled TrackMan practice bays. We have 8 of those. We also have a state-of-the-art service department, so any club work you need done, please come see us here at the store. We are happy to work on your clubs for you.
Equipment, largest selection of clubs available, and some very exciting news, Tyler. Some news as far as club selection just got a little bit larger.
Yeah, we're going to have PXG joining the family here at the PGA Tour Superstore. They're already in some of our southeast locations. But they will be in store with us to demo starting next Saturday, and then July 25th, they'll be able to buy on the shelves in store, which is really exciting, Skip.
We'll visit with Ben Capel, one of PXG's master fitters, in just a bit, Tyler. But, I mean, this is big because, you know, PXG is not offered just anywhere.
No, it's not offered anywhere, and this is the first time they've actually worked with a retail vendor instead of just doing wholesale exclusively, and I think this is really going to open the door to the masses to see how great their clubs are.
All right, we'll get into some specifics coming up in just a bit, but the interactive areas you have here, they're incredible. So let's take us around the store a little bit. What's all available in some of the interactive areas?
Yeah, currently where we're sitting, Skip, we are in our state-of-the-art studio where we provide fittings from full bag, driver, putter, iron fittings, hybrids, and we also provide our state-of-the-art facility provides lessons in here with our instructor. So yeah, you can book that with us in store, online, through our website, or even call in. We'll get you set up for a fitting or a lesson with us.
It's amazing how golf simulators have grown through the years, and again, people, what's cool about them is that you have basically something for everybody. I mean, you have the state of the art. You can spend as much as you want on them, but there's something really for everybody. Tell us about the golf simulator showroom.
Oh, yeah. So this is new to the PGA Tour Superstore, and it is going so well, considering there's over 19 million golf participants that exclusively do off-course participation. That has a lot to do with the simulator. So what we created here was a simulator showroom where you can come in and demo up to 5 different simulators before you take it home. So it creates that experience of what you want it to look like, whether that's in your pool barn, your basement, your garage, maybe a bedroom. Yeah, so
hey, whatever.
Whatever, but we are a one-stop shop for simulators. So definitely if you have questions or are in the market to look, make sure you're stopping by the store.
I mean, different package options are available, too. I mean, no matter what your price point is, I mean, it's just all kinds of different things that basically whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, we have launch monitors starting at $200 all the way up to $25,000. So there's a budget for everyone. And we also sell the accessories to build out these really cool simulator showrooms in your own house or garage.
Fittings for the clubs. I mean, there's so many different types of fittings. We're sitting in one of the studios right now. But also, you were telling us last time that there's like a quicker fitting bay or whatever. If somebody just wants to pick up a club or whatever, just wants to go over there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's more of our quick fitting where you can come in and demo current generation clubs and previous generation clubs with our hard goods fitters. Basically, come on in, stop back to the demo bays, and we can get a good mix of clubs dialed up for you, whether that's the TaylorMade QI4D to the new GTS series by Titleist. So we can put everything in the mix for you to hit.
Yeah, you know, for example, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here a little bit, you're going to be giving away another driver this morning. So and the winner gets to pick whatever they want, whatever brand, if they want the new PXG, they can come in here and get that once it's available. But they go in that bay, and they'll get fit for that new club.
Let's get you dialed down before you actually go home with that free driver, whoever the winner is today. And, see if we can swing a couple different ones and go home with the one that works best for you.
Apparel, balls, shoes, gloves, all different sorts of things no matter where you're at here in this store. Like, you can spend all day in here.
Oh, my gosh. You can spend all day in here just shopping accessories and our soft goods. We have an amazing selection of apparel from Travis Matthew, FootJoy, Nike, Under Armour, Adidas. We have our PGA Tour brand that does so well with us as well. We have some of the top leading shoes from FootJoy, Sunday Red, Nike, Adidas, Echo, Skechers. Yeah.
It's amazing. You also have people don't want to spend as much. Some top-of-the-line used clubs are available here as well.
Yeah, we have an amazing pre-owned program here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Whether you're looking to trade in and get same-day store credit or shopping at a specific price point, a great place to start is with our pre-owned section.
You can tune up for the summer, new grips here, club repair, et cetera. I mean, high school season's coming up right around the corner, so if you want, for example, get new grips before the season starts,
definitely please stop in. I mean, we actually had some of the players from the Senior U.S. Open stop in to get some club work done on the fly, and we're always happy to help anyone. Especially this time of the year, we always know there's issues with shafts. So if you have a broken shaft or any kind of club work that needs done, regrip, loft or lie adjustment, please stop in the PGA Tour Superstore and let us take care of you.
The seniors last week, they were worried about they were sweating so much.
They actually came in to get some stuff to wick the moisture. Yes,
Skip. It was unbelievable last week. Practice bays in the back here, Tyler. I mean, they're pretty cool. Tell us about those. And I guess memberships, are those available for those bays?
Yeah, so we have 8 practice bays here at our location that just got remodeled all with TrackMan capability. So super excited to bring that to the customers. But we have an annual Players Club Plus membership that's $300 a year. That includes unlimited access to the practice bays, a free fitting, free lesson, discounts on club repair work. It's a really awesome program.
I know we have more coming up later that we'll talk about, but if people want to check things out online, is that the next best place to see what's all available here before they swing by the store?
Yeah, stop by the PGA Tour Superstore. And also, if you need to book anything through us, you can go up to the store locator up in the right-hand corner, choose Columbus, Ohio, and that'll dial you down to book a practice bay, a lesson, a fitting through us. And if you're having any issues, give us a call at the store and we can guide you through it.
And you mentioned maybe a little special this weekend?
Yeah, we do have a pretty good special going on. So if you spend $250 with us, you get $50 off. So come in and shop, everyone.
Again, we can spend all day here. So much cool stuff at the PGA Tour Superstore. Tyler Goodman, we'll have more with you later this hour, okay?
Thanks, Skip.
Good deal. Let's see what's happening in the golf world this week as we get you warmed up right now with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Renaissance Golf Club, as they say in Scotland, the site of the Scottish Open. 3-way tie for the lead at 9 under par to begin the day. Let's start with Rory McIlroy. 65-66 the first 2 days for Rory, who was asked about the benefits of playing fewer events of late.
I feel like even though I have played pretty sparsely over this past, few months, the starts of my tournaments have all been really good. So, it's not like I'm coming in and starting slow, and, the little bit of extra practice, I think, actually helps in some ways. And I think one of the other benefits for me, like, you know, I'm nearly 20 years into this, and you know, I need to do everything I can to keep my enthusiasm as high as possible, and playing a lighter schedule definitely does that.
Also tied for the lead at minus nine is Tom Kim, who has played well at the Scottish before.
I don't know, really. It just I seem to enjoy it out here. I think you have to be, you have to really use your mind a little bit, and you got to think a lot and position yourself really well. And I feel like every time I've come here, it's I've been able to do that.
The third man tied for the lead heading into today was Jordan Smith. 63 Friday for Smith, getting more confident playing the PGA Tour, and says the putter was working on Friday.
I putted really, really well today. Felt really comfortable on the greens. Held some nice long putts. But yeah, just felt really, really relaxed out there, which is nice. I think last year gave me a lot of confidence. And it's just been nice being out on the PGA Tour, playing with the best guys in the world. And I mean, they look after you so well out there. We play on some of the best golf courses in the world. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But still got a bit of work to do.
Again, Rory McIlroy, Tom Kim, and Jordan Smith all began the day tied for the lead at 9 under par. Big story, though, is Scottie Scheffler missing the cut, having his 78-cut streak broken. Elsewhere, second PGA Tour event this week down in Louisville. Lucas Glover playing great again this week, is at minus 13. He leads by 2. Former Buckeye Neil Shipley finished at minus 2 to miss the cut by 1. PGA Tour champions up at Firestone. Cameron Piercy minus 7 leads by 1. Former Buckeye Ryan Armour, 3 back at minus 4. A major on the ladies' side in France, Heron Riou, minus 16. She leads there by 2. Corn Ferry Tour in Colorado, 4 players tied for the lead. Cole Sherman, Tommy Morrison, Luke Gajewski, minus 12. They lead by 1. Also Jackson Buchanan part of that mix. PGA Tour Americas in New Brunswick, Brady Seravo and Thomas Ponder. Also Mason Williams, 3 players tied for the lead at minus 13. They lead by 1. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at bmifcu.org. Coming up next from the PGA Tour Superstore, the massive inventory of clubs available here just got a bit larger with the addition of PXG, which is not available just about anywhere. We'll chat with PXG Master Club Fitter Ben Capel next as Tee to Green continues on The Fan.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Happy Saturday. You've got dry conditions on your hands, but we do have chance of rain returning back into our forecast later this afternoon. Timing for that, I'm expecting around noon up until 4 or 5 o'clock today, and that's mainly going to be in our southern counties, but that doesn't count out an isolated shower or two for the rest of our area. Once that rain's out of here, though, you are dry the rest of this evening and dry up until later this week. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in. We have another great golf prize package to give away this week. We have a brand new driver from the folks here at the PGA Tour Superstore. You heard that correct. Details on that coming up. We also have a round of golf to go play out of the Virtues. We'll be out there next week. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies to throw in there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest. So stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Joined on the indoor range here at the PGA Tour Superstore this morning by Ben Capel, master fitter for PXG. And Ben, pretty exciting news about PXG being available here. I mean, really for both sides. One thing that's unique about PXG is you can't just walk into any pro shop or golf store and get PXG product. Now, there's a reason for that. Tell everybody why.
Yeah, absolutely, Skip. First of all, thanks for having me on here.
today, this morning. Yeah, PXG, we prescribe by the philosophies like we want you to get fit for the product there. So, you know, off the rack is good in some cases, maybe not all cases there. So that's why we want you, you know, coming to now a facility like Superstore. There some other shops there too in the area, or myself, just to get fit for the product there. That way you know how that club is going to perform for you on course there, and to field any questions before you get out there too as well. So it's just we're big in the fitting process there too as well. So we just ask that you come take a look, try the product, get fit for it, and know that it's going to be set up for success for you on the golf course.
The products that are available, really all the manufacturers are good, Ben, but tell everybody what makes PXG golf clubs different than the others that are available, like, for example, here in the store.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, hey, everyone's good is good, but just come get fit for it, take a look at it. You know, what might set us apart from there is those customization aspects that we can do. The driver weight ports there are fairly easy to utilize, but they also help straighten out that ball flight there for you too as well. We took that and brought that down to our irons as well in our Gen 8 profile to where we can manipulate the head there too as well. Whether you're a big fader, big slicer, or just like to maybe straighten out that ball fly a little bit, we can manipulate that head weight there for us there too as well. We have two ports in the irons now as well. So in the feel, you know, we're a polymer fill hollow cavity back in most of our iron profiles there. So I do feel like our feel is better than most out there.
We're chatting with the Ben Cape, master fitter for PXG this morning, Tee to Green on the Fan. Ben, love talking technology. Let's dive into the bag here a little bit. Start with the drivers, because again, we're giving away driver this morning. Let's start with the big dog. Let's begin with the Lightning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our Lightning line, within that profile, we have four different models. We have our 10K head, tour mid, tour profile, as well as an ultralight head there too. So if you're looking to pick up a little bit more speed, a little bit more accuracy, you know, don't be afraid to take a look at that ultralight model there. That's a newer profile for us and probably to most manufacturers there out there, just to makes it a little bit easier there to get that club head through the ball there. Then within those 10Ks, tour mids, tour profiles, you have different launch characteristics, spin characteristics, and on all three of those models, we have three different weight ports to, you know, adjust weighting as appropriate there, whether that's our standard weighting with the heavier weight in the back, or do we need to move that to the heel or toe to help manipulate that ball flight to a hair, help close up or hold off that club face for you there too as well. Within those Lightning models, we have a spine sole design. Our Black Ops, which is our previous generation, great line there as well. If there's a knock on that, hey, it's your toe hits, heel hits, we were seeing a pretty big ball speed drop there. So with that spine sole design and frequency tuned face, we're maintaining more energy on that face so that you don't see a big drop in distance. Should we, you know, the rare times that we don't hit the center of the club face, we're going to get that ball out to that distance you'd expect it to be.
You mentioned the previous gen. I mean, are those available too, Ben? People with the Black Ops, Wildcat, the Mini Driver, the Gen 6, are all those still available?
We do still have lines available on our website there. There's a little Christmas in July going on out there too. So on some of those models. So don't be afraid to check that out and come find me.
Irons, next Gen 8, as they continue to evolve from the earlier Gen series, I guess what's different about the Gen 8 series that people might like?
Absolutely. So the golfer in me is always skeptical, right, when new stuff comes out.
As all of us are.
This is like, how can it get better?
And I just bought these, really. Like, what are you doing?
Sure enough, they have out there. So, you know, like I said, we're a hollow cavity back filled, polymer fill in our Gen 8 irons there. And what's new about this Gen 8 profiles, we have two different weight ports, one on the heel, one on the toe. Should we need help releasing that club face or holding it off there, we can manipulate that weight there too as well. Within that Gen 8 profile, we have our XP, Extreme Performance, P profile, Player's Distance, and the T, which is kind of more like, it's a tour profile. You can work that a little bit more. It's a you know, better spin profile potentially there. So, you know, everything in there is forgiving. You know, I don't really prescribe by like, hey, what's most forgiveness out there, because everyone swings it slightly different. differently. So though XP on paper is more forgiving, you know, the P profile might be better suited for you there too as well.
Different ones. I mean, would that line be good for everybody, or are there different models or whatever that are available for people?
Yeah, so that Gen 8 profile can really fit most any golfer out there. We do have an 0317 line that's kind of more of our true blade profile that you might see with some of our tour players, but that Gen 8 really fits the bill for most everyone out there.
Ben, in my opinion, no club has changed the game for so many of us more than the hybrid. Tell us about yours as well as the different fairway metals.
Yeah, absolutely. So, height, getting that ball up in the air is really what's changed the game there too as well. Hybrids, you know, there's a reason why we now offer, for PXG, we offer an 8 hybrid. You know, we just used to stop at 6, then recently we go up to 7, now it's an 8 hybrid there too as well. So it's just like getting that ball up's your friend there too as well. So with those hybrids, same aspect, 3 weight ports on there, similar to the driver, just so that we can manipulate face as an if needed there too as well. And then with our fairway woods, I've had a customer say, Ben, these fairway woods are the best thing since sliced bread. So we offer those. Now get ready for this, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, and 11 wood. Now they're two for us.
Used to be back in the day, and it was like, no. Now it doesn't matter. Whatever's going to help us hit the ball high and land it softly and the carry.
Yeah, because with new technology, I feel like it just has kept the ball low, take spin off of it. So you got loft up. And getting that ball up in the air, like I said to your friend, that's just more distance and more stopping power.
For an old little guy like me, I mean, take this 4-iron and get out of here. I don't want a 4-iron. I barely want a 5-iron for that matter.
Yes, sir.
Sugar daddy wedges. Tell us what a sugar daddy wedge is.
Absolutely. So that's a completely milled block of metal, outside of the name being really cool there. So it's a completely milled block of metal. So it's unlike anything out there on the market. It has a consistent feel across the whole face, a little bit more spin profile there. Like I said, just the feel is extremely soft. We have that in 3 different grind options, just to give you that different turf interaction you're looking for. And for terms of what course facility or course types you're playing.
PXG has also gotten into the putters as well. You have your own putters.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a full line of our Battle Ready 2, which that's more of your traditional putters. We've also gone down that zero torque aspect there too as well. So our best seller right now is our Hot Rod ZT. It's a bigger profile there, but that's been my easiest putter to kind of move because the feel is incredible. It's in my opinion, our best feeling ZT that we have out there. But it's a wide lineup of putters just to fit any eyesight as needed, because putter's so personal, as you know. That's why, you know, most golfers might have 15 in the garage and everything there too as well. So it's like, what's the flavor of the week? And we got all the flavors for you.
Having worked with the PXG in the past, I know about this, but tell everybody, Ben, about PXG for Heroes. I know something is very important to Mr. Parsons.
Absolutely. Mr. Parsons being served in the Marine Corps there, so he wanted to provide an opportunity to give back to those active and veterans there that have served for our country there. So we do have a nice Heroes program there with PXG directly that is 20% off. It's opened up a little bit to first responders there too as well. So if you kind of fit that bill, just, you know, research PXG Heroes, come find me, and we'll help get you a nice set of clubs at a great price.
Last thing, Ben, I mean, there was a perception years ago that while PXG makes great product, it was the most expensive thing out there, which really isn't the case. Plus, it's very similar to car buying. We talked about a lot of different things or different models that can fit your budget. I mean, tell everybody about the differences there.
Absolutely. So, you know, through our growth, our price points have come in line with every other manufacturer out there. Mm-hmm. So it's there's no more sticker shock. You could say there always might be a sticker shock.
Always sticker shock.
And everything there, though. But it's no more than what...
I went to the grocery store yesterday, sticker shock.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what?
Yes, sir. So it's, you know, no longer is just one set of irons costing you $3,000 out there. So, you know, or your Gen 8s, your you're looking at for five through gap woods, you know, your usual 1600 right there for us. But then we have other lines that can go down in price there too, as well, with our Black Ops and Wildcat.
All right, again, the dates as far as when people can get PXG here at the Superstore, and if they want to come in and get fitted, or what's the best way to get lined up as far as coming in and actually making a purchase?
Absolutely. So July 18th is when they'll be able to demo product in here. Purchases happening soon thereafter, and we're working on a demo date to really kind of give you that full opportunity to take a good look at the lineup. But July 18th is when you'll be able to have in hand.
PXG, just one of the many things now offered here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Master Fitter Ben Capel, thanks for your time, okay?
Absolutely, Skip. Thank you.
Good job. Coming up, it's the end of an era up at Firestone this weekend. We'll hear some great memories as well as what's happening over in Europe for both the men and the women with longtime golf reporter, now with Golf Channel, Ron Cyrak. Ron joins us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Get eco.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Resident gambling degenerates Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
The Fan.
It's not even 10 in the morning and you're already trying to flag down the beverage cart. Don't worry, we've all been there. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. We have another great golf prize package to give away this week. Included in this, a brand new driver from our friends here at the PGA Tour Superstore. You heard that correctly. We also have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies we'll throw in there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Joined for a few minutes now by legendary golf writer, Hall of Famer Ron Cyrak joins us now. And Ron, let's start with the ladies' major this weekend in France. And you know, even though she didn't play well, there was so much on the line coming in for Nelly Korda, who with the win would have received an automatic entry into the LPGA Hall of Fame, as well as winning the career Grand Slam on her first attempt. And well, obviously that didn't happen. Many people think that it will. Whenever it comes, Ron, which will be bigger and why?
Well, you know, probably the career Grand Slam initially, because she does that. She's, you know, she's in the Hall of Fame, so she can get both done at the same time. Look, she's doing exactly what the LPGA needs her to do right now. She is the person they can hang their marketing hook on, and she needs to go out there and win. She's won two majors already this year. And I think that she's the star that they've been craving. She's their Scottie Scheffler, and she needs to stay in the hunt and win tournaments for her. Not a disaster that she's missing this cut, because you know that becomes a story. And anytime that you have a reason to talk about her, that's good for the women's game.
You mentioned big names and storylines, Ron. It's amazing how silly storylines can take off. How much did you chuckle when you read the Charlie Hull ice cream story on Thursday? Ice cream cone delivery really turned her round completely around. She was plus two through six and then seven under after the ice cream cone. It was for her caddy, by the way, but she was asked if the ice cream had anything to do with her turnaround.
She is a wonderful, she's sort of I've always thought of her as the Ricky Fowler of women's golf. She does everything right except win as much as you would like her to win. She's great with the media. She's great with the fans. She's got a really quirky personality. I remember covering her. She was on the European Solheim Cup team when she was 17 years old, and she played fearlessly out there. And I remember meeting her father at the Avion tournament probably about 10 years ago, and he was like a character out of a Monty Python skit. It was like, I said, this family's perfect. They need to win a lot of tournaments.
Ron, we ask this a lot, fair or not, but to, you know, we mentioned Nelly, we mentioned Hull. How important is it for women's golf to have one of its big names, you know, win these bigger events like we're having this week?
Yeah, well, what they need is people out there winning consistently, so you have a chance to get to know who they are. They were able to have a couple of really high-profile non-Americans be the face of the tour for a long time. Annika Sørensen, because she won 72 times in 10 majors. Lorena Ochoa from Mexico, because she won 27 times in a couple of majors. You know, and that's when you get to tell the player's story to the public. The public gets to know them, and it expands the fan base of the game. And to have somebody like a Korda or a Charlie Hull, who also are personalities that the public embraces. You really want somebody who engages with them, and both of them do that.
We're chatting with Ron Cyrak this morning, tee to green here on The Fan. And Ron, switching to the men's side, Scottish Open is this weekend. I've always kind of liked it, you know, when the PGA Tour got involved with this event in conjunction with the DP World Tour for a number of reasons. But you know, with the new tiered system that will be in place in 2028, what do you think will happen with events like this one?
That's a great question. You know, and I don't think we quite know the answer to it yet. I do think that one of the losers of the new two-tiered PGA Tour system is going to be the DP World Tour. I think they're going to get squeezed out a little bit more. This specific event, I don't know if that'll happen to it. Part of what everybody loves about it is it's the week before the British Open. So it's a chance for players to go over, adjust to the time zone difference, and adjust to playing links golf and get their games ready to play that humpy bumpy kind of game that that you need to play in the Open Championship. So it may stay out there on the schedule for that reason. It's a very convenient event to have the week before the Open Championship.
And speaking of the Open Championship, Ron, next week at Royal Birkdale, your memories of Royal Birkdale and where that venue stands in your eyes amongst those in the Open Rota?
Yeah, the first one I covered there was 1998. Mark O'Meara won. And one of the most amazing things about it is on the final day, 17-year-old Justin Rose chipped in for eagle on the final hole and finished third as a 17-year-old amateur. He turned pro on the spot and then proceeded to miss 26 consecutive cuts on the European Tour. And that experience, the fact that he endured that experience to become the golfer that he's become is really phenomenal. He's somebody at age 45, I'm going to consider him somebody who still very much could win this tournament coming up next week.
How about the venue in comparison with some of the others, Ron?
It's right up there with all of them. It's not a seaside links course, but it's got that links feel to it. It's got humpy bumpy. It's got blind shots. It's got a lot of bunkers to it. Like any British Open venue, it's going to depend on the weather too. You know, if the wind's not blowing, it's a golf course where people can go really, really low, because you can run the ball out there a long ways on those hard and fast fairways. But if there's rain, if there's wind, then it becomes a whole different ball game.
You take a look at the first three major winners, Rory, Aaron Rye, Wyndham Clark. You mentioned Justin Rose, but is it hard to pinpoint a favorite next week, Ron? You know, even though Scheffler's one of the first names always mentioned, is this thing really just wide open?
I think so. I mean, you know, if you look at what all the pundits and the bookies are saying, it's Scheffler and McIlroy are the top two picks in there. But Tommy Fleetwood grew up in Southport, England. He's played Birkdale a lot. He's somebody who could do well there. Matthew Fitzpatrick is English and has played that golf course a lot. He's somebody in there. Chris Goddard is playing terrific golf right now. So I do think it's sort of wide open. The fact that we've had three majors and three different winners sort of tells you it's going to be interesting to see how Scottie Scheffler bounces back from missing his first cut in almost 4 years, because he is, I have to think he's got to be a little bit frustrated. He won the first tournament he played this year, and then he's on the leaderboard every time he tees it up, but he hasn't been able to get the horse in the barn. And I get a sense that it's frustrating him a little bit. Be interesting to see emotionally where his head's at.
Well, Ron, last thing. We talked about Firestone a little bit the last time we had you on. You know, this week, it's it. I mean, at least for now, with Firestone hosting a top professional event. Of all your times there in Akron, Ron, just your favorite memories from your times at Firestone.
Well, my favorite memory is the fact that the first PGA Tour event I ever went to was at Firestone in 1967. 67, 66. But it was the American Golf Classic, and it was won by a guy named Arnold Palmer. I remember when they had the original World Series of Golf at Firestone. And it's just, you know, and then all those Firestone Bridgestone events there. It's one of the iconic courses in the sport, because it's been around forever. It had, I believe I'm accurate in saying this, the first 600-yard hole in pro golf. Number 16 was 620 yards. I think it's a real tragedy that it's fallen by the wayside here. I would like to see something come back there at some point.
You mentioned the old World Series of Golf, along with the three different major winners, with the possibility of a fourth next week. Ron, why do you think the old World Series of Golf format didn't last longer? I mean, I thought it was cool at the time.
You know, I think over time it became harder for them to get all four major champions to commit to do it. You know, at that, when it was started, International Management Group, IMG, which was just up the road in Cleveland, they had as their clients Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player.
Not bad.
And in the early 60s, they were winning a lot of majors between the three of them. So IMG was able to make sure their clients got there. But then I think over time, it became harder to because players had so many different demands on them, being pulled so many different directions, it became harder to get all four major winners in the same place at the same time.
Ron Cyrak, longtime golf writer, now a contributor for Golf Channel. Ron, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on. Thanks for the stories this morning, okay?
Kip, always a pleasure. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's golf prize package, highlighted by a brand new driver of your choice here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Could be the new PXG Lightning we just told you about last segment. Could also go Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade. The choice is yours. We also have a round out of the Virtues, balls from Titleist and more. Caller 9-614-821-9710 if you or any member of your household have not won in the past 30 days. Caller 9-614-821-9710. 9710 will be our winner. Coming up, besides an awesome place for the golf nuts out there, the PGA Tour Superstore does an awful lot to help the game through community outreach. We'll tell you about some of those and more next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by The Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Here in The Fan, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan. Buttery cuts and making putts. Sometimes you're listening to Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. We're at the PGA Tour Superstore this morning. Congratulations out to Michael in Heath. Michael picks up the prize package this week, a brand new driver from the folks here at the PGA Tour Superstore. So that's a really, really cool prize. We also have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues, balls from Titleist, and more. So again, congratulations to Michael from Heath. We'll have another great prize package coming up next week when we will be out at the Virtues Golf Club. Tyler Goodman, general manager here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Thanks for the driver, by the way, for the giveaway.
I'm stoked to be giving it out.
Not only a giving, that's not the only giving that you do here, though, Tyler. The PGA Tour Superstore, tell us about some of the community outreach that you and really the Superstore does.
Yeah, there's so many layers to it. Obviously, we're partnered with the First Tee Leadership Series, which is just a way to teens to integrate a leadership development experience designed to help them navigate through personal values, emerging strengths and explore future career paths. But beyond that, we do so much more. We obviously do our nonprofit outings we like to help with, which we still do have a few of those coming up here. If you want to go to goodsportgolf.com, we still have three events. If you have a foursome you're looking to get into over the next
great
2 to 3 months, we have plenty of outings you can still book through there. But we also help with local youth clinics. So if you have any clinics coming up in the fall or even want to get ready for next spring or summer and you don't really know where to go, please come in here and partner with us. We can get you going in the right direction and help you out in any way we can. Also, local high school teams, junior high teams. Hey, if you're having trouble finding practice facilities, always stop here. I'm always happy to partner with them. Or also, if you're just struggling to find the right gear and equipment for your team, bring them on in here. We'll take care of them.
Yeah, that's the one thing about high school golf. I mean, for years, it's been about the haves and have-nots as far as the various schools. And so I know part of your outreach, again, is to help some of the kids that may not have some of the luxuries that others have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we've been able to do that quite a bit this summer. We had a really great youth clinic. We partnered with the Juneteenth outing where we were able to help. We got 100 inner city kids out there for a couple hours. Some of them never swung a club before, and man, some of them look pretty natural. So I was really excited to introduce them to the golf game for sure.
Speaking of very natural, we have a special guest that pops in. You never know who you're going to get involved with in the game of golf. Our old friend Clark Kellogg here at the PGA Tour Superstore this morning, and you're getting over there fitted for what? Clark?
A putter. My wife and I, Rosie, wanted to get a new putter. She just started playing about 7 years ago, loves being out. Her and I get out usually once a week at least together to play nine holes and enjoy that time on the golf course. And two of our three children are into it. Both of our boys love to play. But I've never been fitted for a putter, Skip.
Wow.
Was in here the other day. Rosie wanted to look at a new putter, and they suggested, the guys here suggested, Tyler and his team suggested, hey, you probably should be take time to get fitted for a putter. And lo and behold, I learned a few things about my eyes and ball position and path of the putter. And actually, I needed mine extended, so it's all good.
No,
all
extended. Good. I'm shocking. I was going to ask. You know, I was asking the fitters here. I mean, Clark, you're 6'7".
I know, but my arms are pretty long. So from the ground to the tip of my hands, I'm still pretty long.
Right.
So I can get away with not as much extension as if I had short arms. But nonetheless, John, who walked us through the putter fitting, suggested strongly that I get it extended a couple of inches. So we're going to do that, and hopefully it'll add to it'll help me lower my scores going forward.
You can play. You can play. When they get back, Kellogg, Tyler, he putts with one hand, and he just knocks him in the hole.
Well, I haven't been putting as well as I normally do, so hopefully this extension of my putter and my alignment and my eyes being in the right place will help me start to knock them in more often.
And seriously, Clark, I mean, somebody your size, is it tough to get fitted for that? I mean, how about even just the clothing in here?
Oh, yeah, exactly. For me, I mean, it's amazing. You know, there are so many more places to find clothes and shoes than when I was growing up for a guy my size. I mean, there's just a lot more bigger people, so therefore there are a lot more retailers that cater to us in terms of stylish, nice fitting, nice looking stuff. And this place, I've gotten shirts and stuff in here, so I love coming in here. The folks are great, and obviously they've got everything you need if you're into golf.
See, he and I have the same problem, only on different sides of the spectrum or whatever. it's the same sort of thing. I always love taking pictures with guys like Clark. Say, this is why you need to be fitted properly for golf clubs, because different size guys. Clark, enjoy the day. Did you get what you want?
Yeah, I did.
Looking for?
I'm in good shape. Rosie got her new putter. She's happy. I've got some new information to hopefully help my golf game in addition to extending my putter, so I'm in good order.
Clark Kellogg, thanks for stopping by. And
great,
enjoy your day.
Skip.
You got it. Belated happy birthday to
you. Thank you, man. Glad to add another one.
All right.
Take care.
That'll wrap things up. Tyler, thanks again for having us out here this morning, okay?
Thank you, Skip. It's an absolute pleasure to bring you in again today, man.
It's been a blast out here. Again, we can spend all afternoon here looking at all the great stuff they have here at the PGA Tour Superstore. Busy day ahead here on The Fan. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Buckeye Replay, the season premiere of that, comes up at 1 o'clock. Ohio State Purdue from 2002. Holy Buckeye. Reds Cubs later this evening. And that'll put a wrap on this week's show. Our thanks to everyone here at the PGA Tour Superstore. For Nate Puderball, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the golf this weekend. We will talk to you again next Saturday morning for our next edition of Tee to Green. We'll be out at the Virtues right here on The Fan. You know I'd be in
church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blues.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets Hockey. The Fan, Ohio Sports.